This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palkoff. U.S. President Donald Trump is acknowledging he downplayed the expected impact of the deadly coronavirus earlier in the year, but he said he did so in order to avoid creating a panic. A new book by journalist Bob Woodward reveals President Trump said he had been warned in January that the virus had the potential to kill millions. Yet the president still reassured Americans publicly that the virus was very well under control. As of today, around 190,000 people have died in the U.S. so far, and millions have been infected. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden responded, saying President Trump lied to the American people and failed to do his job. Britain and the European Union will hold emergency talks Thursday over Brexit divorce treaty fallout. The British government's planned law, released Wednesday, says it can act outside international law and undercut parts of the treaty. Now EU negotiators are trying to determine how to deal with London and whether they should use part of the Brexit withdrawal agreement to take legal action against Britain. The British government says its planned law clarifies ambiguities to the withdrawal agreement. It also says its main priority is the 1998 Northern Irish peace deal that ended decades of violence. India had another record spike of well over 95,000 new coronavirus infections in the last 24 hours. This as the virus spreads beyond its major cities. The more than 1,100 deaths reported in the last day pushed its death toll past 75,000. We have more stories on voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. unemployment was unchanged last week. The number of Americans applying for the benefits remained 884,000, a sign that layoffs are stuck at a historically high level 6 months after the viral pandemic. The latest figures released by the U.S. Labor Department Thursday still exceeds the number who sought benefits in any week on record before this year. Employers have so far added back about half the record 22 million jobs that were lost due to the pandemic. The London extradition hearing for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was postponed Thursday. There is concern of that one of the lawyers involved might have been exposed to COVID-19. Assange is fighting extradition to the United States, where he is wanted for conspiring to hack government computers. He's also wanted for violating an espionage law over the release of confidential cables by WikiLeaks in 2010 and 2011. The first day of consultations over Mali's political future began with police firing tear gas to disperse supporters of an alliance of political parties. About 100 supporters of the M5 RFP coalition clashed with police at the entrance to the conference center, delaying the start of the talks. M5 RFP led months of mass negotiations against deposed President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. The junta that toppled Keita on August 18th wants a transitional government to be led by the military, while the M5 RFP and regional leaders have called for civilians to take the role. The National Institutes of Health in the U.S. is telling Congress that AstraZeneca's suspension of its COVID-19 vaccine study shows there will be no compromises on safety in developing the vaccines. AstraZeneca has put on hold its late-stage studies in the U.S. and other countries while it investigates if a British volunteer's potentially unexplained illness is related to a vaccination or a coincidence. Researchers at the Chinese University of Hong Kong now say that stool tests might be more effective than respiratory tests in identifying COVID-19 infections in children and infants, since they carry higher viral levels in their stool than adults. Stool samples might carry the virus even after it has cleared from the patient's respiratory tract, and that could lead to a better identification of asymptomatic cases, particularly in infants and others who have difficulty providing nasal or throat swabs. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.